Now we turn to the intersection of history and music. Philip Glass is one of this country's best-known composers. Christopher Hampton won an Oscar for his adapted screenplay of Dangerous Liaisons. Nearly 10 years ago, the two collaborated on an opera called Appomattox about the end of the Civil War and what followed. But since then, the two decided that the story wasn't over. This weekend, a revised and updated version of the opera premiered in Washington, D.C., and Natalie Boyd has the story.
When the Washington National Opera told Philip Glass it wanted to stage Appomattox, Glass told the company he needed to rewrite the opera to reflect what's happened in the U.S. since it premiered in 2007.
In the last 7 or 8 years, there have been profound and really horrific changes in the way this country understands itself.
Glass says his original inspiration came from growing up in a segregated Baltimore and taking class trips to Gettysburg to learn about the Civil War.
In my mind, the great American story is the Civil War. It's something that was all around when we grew up. It didn't really matter which community you were from. It was something that we knew about.
Why must we end the war with senseless slaughter?
The original version of Glass's opera focused on the end of the war and attempts to address the underlying issue of slavery. But the revised version splits the opera's two acts into the struggle for peace and the fight to pass the Voting Rights Act a century later.
Basically, what we did is we took the two acts that were composed and made it into Act One, which was 1865. We made Act Two, 1965. And that was not a separation that we had imagined in the first production. And then by doing it that way, we began immediately to see the symmetries and the differences.
While the Voting Rights Act was passed 50 years ago, librettist Christopher Hampton says recent efforts to undermine it led him to revisit the story, first in a play and now the revised opera.
Some of the pieces that you work on, some of the plays that you write, won't leave you alone because the subject just nags at the back of your head. But there are other things that keep developing as the situation keeps developing in the world.
As Hampton was rewriting the opera, a former Alabama state trooper who killed a voting rights activist in 1964 pled guilty to manslaughter charges.
The state trooper who had shot dead Jimmie Lee Jackson had just been arrested, although it was 2010, 45 years after it had happened, and been sentenced to 6 months in jail.
The killing of Jimmie Lee Jackson sparked the pivotal marches from Selma to Montgomery. So Hampton and Glass made the ballad central to the second act.
Last month, a young man named Jimmie Lee Jackson, a deacon of the church in Marion, was callously and viciously cut down.
50 years later, attitudes towards police brutality are changing, says Solomon Howard, the bass who sings the roles of Frederick Douglass and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Appomattox.
In the actual opera, we talk about the fact that police officers were killing and getting away with. Self-defense is always what's been used. Today, there's question.
Composer Philip Glass wanted to give voice to those questions in the opera.
The world was changing while we were working on the piece. The pieces really are imitating life in the biggest way it possibly can.
For his part, singer Solomon Howard says he wants audiences who see the revised Appomattox to think about their role in American history.
Life encompasses everyone, and to think about humanity, think about equality, think about, you know, us coming more together and achieving goals that should have been achieved long ago. Our work is not done.
For NPR News, I'm Natalie Boyd in Washington.
His truth is mine.